Yesterday, I was working on Sister Carmen's vehicle and back and forth on the phone with Pastor some, and he asked me to give a word. And this word came to me. I've used it in testifying and in that jail, but this came to me, and I feel like God confirmed it this morning. We come down to Sunday school, and we're down here. We're listening to the end of the service, and God confirmed what I have today. Amen. You could be seated for just a moment. And so God confirmed what I have today, this morning. But I feel like to encourage somebody here tonight to keep fighting. I know that doesn't sound profound, and as many people as in here, obviously some are struggling statistically. But I feel like somebody's at the brink of giving in. I come to you with that heavy burden to tell you to keep fighting. Because the enemy wants nothing more than to pull you out of church. And he will use anything and everything in his power to do so. Young folks, middle-aged folks, our golden year folks, keep fighting. Hell's not worth it. Hell is for eternity. And it's too long to get it wrong. But I see the pull of the enemy. Oh, and he's tugging, and he's tugging, and he's trying to paint a picture that looks good and looks pretty, but it's really not. That's just a snare of the enemy. And so I want to encourage you today to keep fighting. Amen. Amen. If you'll turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 24, verse 38 through 47. Amen. When you got it, say amen. So I'm going to go ahead and start at verse 36. And it says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. But know this, that if the household or the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them food or meat in due season? Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods." Over all his goods. Amen. And then flipping also to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51 and 52. It says, "Behold," I'll give you all a second, still your page is turning. First Corinthians 15, 51 and 52. It says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, getting tongue-tied, but we shall all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Amen. Pastor, would you pray? Amen. I'm so used to that I forgot he didn't have a voice. Amen. Y'all can be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. It doesn't take a theologian. It doesn't take a person with a great big mind to figure out that we're living in the last days. We are. Signs of the times are here. Things are happening all over our world. We're in war, rumors of war, Ukraine, Russia, you have Israel and Palestine, you have war in Africa, you have famines and all these different things. And so we could all agree that we're living in the last day, right? We are. And God's coming soon. And I want to be found ready. So I want to preach to you from this thought for just a moment. God's 2-minute warning. God's 2-minute warning. A 2-minute warning is a timeout called by an official to notify both teams that 2 minutes remain in a half. So there is a 2-minute warning before a half or at the end of a game. And it's called a 2-minute warning. And I'm not promoting sports or anything like that. I'm just telling you what the rules are to the game of football. And I want to use this as an example to apply it to our day and hour. I feel like God has been sounding an alarm that a 2-minute warning has been called. But it's up to you what you're going to do with that warning. We're hearing signs of the time. You're seeing it. You're looking at it on your phone and in the news of everything that's going on. And we have all agreed here tonight, amen, that we're living in the last days. That 2-minute alarm has been sounded, but it's up to you on what you're going to do. Because in that moment when a 2-minute alarm or a 2-minute timeout is called from the official, what that is doing is that is telling those two teams that there is 2 minutes left on the clock. It's notifying them that there's only a short time left in the half or in the game. And what that does is that tells them, hey, I've either got to give it all I have or give up. And in this last day and hour, I've come to encourage you tonight to give it all you got, not to give in, not to give up, not to back down, but to keep on pushing and to keep on fighting. The devil wants nothing more than to steal your fight. The devil wants nothing more than to take you down. And some of you think, oh, it's just a game, or oh, it's no, it's not. It's real. It's reality. And hell is not some fairy tale in the Bible. Hell is real and it's hot. And guess what? You don't want to play with fire, because if you do, you're going to get burned. You're going to get burned. We've got to understand that we're not living in times to play and just goof around. No, we're living in the last days, and it's time that we fight. Many of you boys, I could bring up here to the front, and I could say, hey, y'all play football, and y'all going to go at each other. Y'all going to hit each other hard. Why? Because you want to win, right? You don't like to lose, do you? No. But what's sad is when we put it in the spiritual realm, we give up so easy. But yet you're so ready. You're so ready in the physical to do it. Oh, because it's fun and it's a game. But when it takes work getting on your knees, we want to give up. When it takes work getting on your knees, we want to give in. And we want to let the devil, amen, gain some ground. Oh, but the time is winding down. That 2 minutes is now 1:50. What are you going to do? Are you going to still allow the opponent to keep pushing you back and back and back? Or are you going to fight? I want to encourage some young folks tonight. Amen. The enemy has nothing good for you. Don't give in to those temptations. Don't give in to those things. Amen. Because all he's going to do is keep gaining ground. He's going to keep pushing you further and further away from God. Because every little bit that you give him, amen, it doesn't stop there. He wants a little more. And he wants a little more. And he wants a little more. Oh, when you think, oh, it's okay, I can get by with that. Oh, I can do that. No, 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 no. The enemy is still going to keep wanting more and more and more. And what you're going to do is you're going to say, how did I get this far? We hear it all the time in the jail. We ask a pastor, we'll talk to them sometimes and kind of interview them and say, how did it start? And they'll tell you, oh, it was just a little taste. It was just a little bit of this. And then they'll tell you later on, further down the conversation, I didn't think I'd go this far. I didn't think I'd do this much. I didn't think I'd end up where I am. Oh, but the enemy has a way of trapping you and pushing you further back. But I want to encourage somebody tonight. Now's the time to get the fight in you. Now's the time not to give up. Amen. Because the clock is winding down. It may be a minute left. I don't know what it is. But it's time to fight. It's time to push. It's time to keep going. We don't need to give in and throw in the towel and take the easier route. The easier route's not really easy. It's a rough road to go on. It's a rough road. It's a rough trail. And whatever it is you want to call it, amen, it's going to lead you further and further into darkness. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. The thief wants nothing more than to take you out. He has nothing good for you. He wants nothing good for you. All he wants to do is make you a trophy in his showcase in hell. But I'm here to encourage you, young folks, amen, to keep on fighting, to keep on pushing, to keep on moving. Amen. I'm here to encourage you, amen, everybody, amen, to keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Don't give in. We know later on in that verse it says, the Lord said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. God's here giving life. The enemy's here trying to take it. What are you going to do? Are you going to fight? The 2-minute warning has been sounded. The alarm has been called. What are you going to do? The ball's in your court. Sure, we're playing as a team. But I can't do your pushing for you. I can't block your person for you. I can't do your fighting for you. You've got to do it for yourself. You've got to find time, amen, on your knees in prayer. You've got to find that time to push the plate back. You've got to find that time, amen, to fight this battle in a prayer closet. Amen. The alarm is being sounded. I want to encourage somebody today not to give up. Amen. Not to just give in, but to keep on pushing. To keep on pushing. You know, it's easy to lose. Brother Brent, come up here. I'm guarding you, Brent. Go ahead and guard me. How you going to guard me? Go ahead. It's easy to lose. What am I doing? Nothing. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants to steal your fight. But I'm here to tell somebody to get their fight back. Because when the enemy comes against you, come against me, Brother Brent. Amen. I'm not going to give up easy. I'm going to keep on pushing. And I'm going to drive the enemy back. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep on going. But too many times we want to give in and let the enemy just keep on pushing. Amen. It's not, no. You've got to keep on fighting. You've got to keep on pushing. I'm here to encourage somebody tonight. Amen. Don't throw in the towel, but keep on going. The alarm is being sounded. What are you going to do? Are you going to keep fighting? Or are you going to give up? The choice is yours. The choice is yours. But too many times I see our young folks giving in. Too many times. It's not just young folks. It's a lot of folks. I see our ministers falling into adultery. I see other things going on. You hear about all this trash. Why? It's because they're giving up on the fight. They're giving in to temptation. They're giving in to the devil. Oh, and yeah, it started small, like I said a minute ago. They just thought, oh, you know, I'll do this. Oh, you know. So it's okay. It'll get overlooked. Nobody's going to question me on it. Oh, but that little bit starts taking you down a further path and further away from God. This is not a game. I don't know how to get this through, but I want to just let somebody, this is real life. This is not just a church that you go to. It's not just a religion. No, it's a relationship with God, and it matters. And this relationship that you have matters. It's going to tell you whether or not you're going to make it to heaven or if you're going to go to hell. The alarm is being sounded. What are you going to do? You know, I could wrap it up right now, but I feel like keep pushing, because somebody in here still hasn't got the fight in them. Somebody in here still got the mindset of, oh, this is just another sermon. Oh, this is just another pep talk. No. I'm not here to try to pep you up. I'm not sure out of here just to give you a pep talk. No. I'm here to put a fight in somebody, because too many of y'all are giving up. Too many people are giving in. I want to put a fight in somebody's heart. You know, I was doing a Bible study with Brother Will, and I'll just bring this out. And in that Bible study, it said, people will justify their relationship with God because they say, oh, I give him my time. Oh, I give him my money. Oh, I'm in church, I do this. No. God doesn't want, sure, that those things follow, but what he really wants is you. He wants you to give yourself. And too many times we justify our relationship by saying, oh, I go to church. Oh, I help out. I give. No, but have you given yourself? Have you laid yourself on an altar? Have you given yourself? Amen. Have you given yourself to God more importantly than an offering or than a sacrifice? God wants you. The problem was Cain, with Cain and Abel, was Cain didn't give of himself. Cain needed to put himself on an altar. Cain didn't give himself to God. No. He was just giving of his substance and thinking that's okay. No, God wanted more. God wanted more than just what he... No, God wanted him. God wants more than just you coming and giving of your time. God wants more than just you coming and giving of your finances. And that's great. No, but God wants you to give yourself. He wants you to give yourself. This world's winding up, folks. I don't know. It's winding up. What are you going to do? Don't wait until it's too late. Because, you know, the busiest day of this church is going to be when the rapture happens. And nobody will be here because it's too late. I don't want y'all, any of you in here, to run to the house of God, amen, and thinking, oh, well, I'm going to get it right. It's too late. It's too late. Oh God, I'm trying to get this across to somebody. You've got to keep fighting. You've got to keep pushing. Stop pushing the wrong things. Stop pushing the wrong things. You're pushing boundaries. You're pushing boundaries that God has placed in your life and your pastor has put up. And you need to stop pushing the boundaries and start pushing against the enemy. You need to stop pushing against the things of God and start pushing against Satan. I'm here to tell somebody to get the fight back in you. Get the fight back in you. Oh, God. Don't say, oh, it's okay because the neighbor down the road, the preacher down the road does it. No. What the line has been put up, the line has been put up. But the fence is there, the fence is there. Don't push against the things of God. Don't push against the boundaries that your man of God has laid in your life. You push against the enemy. When those thoughts come in, when those things come in, they're not of God. Or of the enemy, you begin to push against him. You begin to say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I resist. Amen. I resist those temptations. I'm not going to fall for those traps. I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to do those things. Amen. Don't let other people whisper in your ear to be pushing boundaries either. You just keep living for God. You just keep pushing against the enemy, not the wrong things. Because the enemy wants nothing more than to take you out. You know, I used an example before, and I talked about this at the jail, and I talked about it here, of me when I was a young man pushing boundaries. And what I did is I was with a bunch of friends, and there was a fence. That fence was put up for a reason. It was to keep the bulls and cows away from the people. But as a kid, I wanted to push boundaries. And I let friends and other people influence me to make stupid decisions. Excuse me, foolish decisions. And what did I do? I crossed the fence. I went over there thinking I'm some big and bad person. I'm not. I'm a young and dumb kid. And I'm tempting that bull, smacking on it, hitting it, until I had to turn and run. And some of you are looking at me and you're going, oh no, that's dumb, that's dumb. No, don't do it, Brother Zach. But yet you do it in the spirit. You cross enemy lines, you cross into a danger zone, and you begin to smack the bull. You begin to smack the things of the world of the enemy. And then when something begins to happen, you run back. And that's great. I want you to run back. But sooner or later, you keep playing and you're not truly repented and you keep going back and forth, back and forth. You're going to get the horn of the bull. Quit playing with the enemy. Quit playing with the things of the world. We're living in the last days. This is God's 2-minute warning to some of you. You know, even if God doesn't come in the next 10 years, he may come for you in the next 10 minutes. I've heard of too many young people dying. Don't think just because you're age you have time. The alarm is being sounded. What are you going to do? I want to put some fight back in you. I don't want this to be some Debbie Downer message or whatever you want to call it. No, I want to encourage you to keep fighting. I want to encourage you to keep pushing. I want to encourage you to keep on marching because the enemy has nothing good for you. And I want to encourage you to keep on going. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. But keep on fighting in this last day and hour. Now's not the time to give up or give in. Now's the time to push with all of your heart and with all of your might and with all of your soul. Amen. If I can encourage somebody tonight, amen, to keep on fighting, keep on pushing, keep on marching. Amen. This world is winding up, winding down, winding up, however you want to put it. Amen. And things are coming to a close. That statement that we say at the end of church is not just a statement for fun. It's because we really want to go together. I don't want any of you in here to make hell your home. I want you to make heaven your home. And if I can encourage you tonight, keep fighting, keep pushing, keep marching, because that 2-minute warning is being sounded. The alarm is sound. What are you going to do? Are you going to let the enemy run you over and keep taking ground? Are you going to fight? Because when the trumpet sounds, ready or not, he's coming. Don't be found not ready. Be found ready. It's real, folks. It's real. It's real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Where do you want to spend eternity? Where do you want to spend eternity? I want to encourage you to fight. Keep pushing against the right things. Not against boundaries. Not against fences. Not against your man of God. But keep pushing against the devil and driving him back. Don't let him gain ground in your life. Don't let him take you over. Because the Lord has come to give life and it more abundantly. And we're here for you. If you need somebody to come alongside of you and pray with you, you know, Pastor says it all the time. Don't pray for them, pray with them. You need somebody to come alongside of you. Hey, find a prayer partner. Find somebody that's going to help you. That's going to stand shoulder to shoulder with you and keep fighting. Don't find the person that's going to tell you to do wrong. Don't find the person that's going to tickle your ears. Believe me, there's ones out there. I know who to go to get an answer I want. But I know who to go to get the answer I need. Too many times, we give up, we give in, and we go to those people that'll tickle our ears and make us feel comfortable in our sin. But I want to encourage you to fight. Heed the words of your pastor, your elders, those you have in your life that you put in that place, your pastor above all, and keep fighting. Keep pushing. Keep marching. Folks, if you've been struggling, if you've been battling, if you've been going through a hard time and you felt to give up, amen, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the time that God has made. This is the appointment right now for you to come, amen, and renew that fight in you, to rekindle that fire, to rekindle that fight. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't trade it for something else. It's not worth trading. It's not worth giving up. It's not worth giving in, but it's worth the fight. Sure, are there going to be battle scars? There sure are. You're going to have wounds along the way? You sure might. But you just keep on fighting. I want to encourage y'all to come. These altars are open. Amen. And renew that fighting again. Renew that fire. Keep pushing. Keep fighting. Don't give up. Don't give in. Amen. Eternity's too long to get it wrong. Heed the warning of God. We're in the last days. Amen. That's it. That's it. Just renew that fight in you. Renew that fire. Don't let the enemy take you any more ground. Now's the time to gain some ground in prayer. To gain some ground in this fight. Keep on going. Keep on pushing. Keep on fighting. Don't give up.
Above all else, for above all else, I must be saved. Whatever you have to do to me, lost for eternity. For above all else, I must be saved. For above all else, I must saved. For above all else, I must be saved. And whatever you have to do to me, don't let saved. I must be saved, for above all else, I must be saved. Above all else, I must be saved. I've got to be saved. Lord, whatever you have to do to me, don't let me be lost for eternity. To do to me, don't let me be lost for eternity, for above all else, I must be saved. Above all else, nothing Lord, nothing else, I must be saved. For above all else, I must be saved. I've got to be saved. Whatever have to do to me, don't let me be lost for eternity, for above all else, I must be saved. Only Jesus saves, above all else, nothing else matters, Lord. I must be saved. Above all else, I must be saved. Lord, whatever you have to do to me, don't let me be lost for eternity, for above all else, I must be saved, I must be saved. For above all else, above everything, Jesus, I must be saved. Whatever, Lord, whatever you have to do to me, don't let me be lost for eternity, for above all else. everything, above all friends, above all needs, Lord, I must be saved. Above all else, Lord, I must be saved. Whatever you have to do to me, don't let me be lost for eternity. For above all else, I must be saved. Jesus, I've got to get to Jesus. I know that He's the answer for my needs. Bring Him all my problems. Only He can solve them, mend the broken pieces. I've got to get to Jesus. Gotta get to Jesus. I've gotta get to Jesus. I know that He's the answer to my needs. Bring Him all my problems. Only He can solve them, mend the broken pieces. I've gotta get to Jesus. Get to Jesus. I've got to get to Jesus. I know that He's the answer to my needs. Bring Him all my problems. Only He can solve them, mend the broken pieces. Gotta get to Jesus. I've gotta get to Jesus. I've gotta get to Jesus. I know that He's the answer to my needs. Bring Him all my problems. Only He can solve them, mend the broken pieces. I've gotta get to Jesus. I've gotta get to Jesus. I've gotta get to Jesus. I know that He's the answer to my needs. Bring Him all my problems. Only He can solve them, mend the broken pieces. I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to get to Jesus. I know that He's the answer to my need. Bring Him all my problems. Only He can solve them, mend the broken pieces. Gotta get to Jesus. Gotta get to Jesus. I've gotta get to Jesus. I know He's the answer to my needs. Bring Him all my problems. Only He can solve them, mend the broken pieces. I've got to get to Jesus. Got to get to Jesus. I've got to get to Jesus. I know that He's the answer to my needs. Bring Him all gotta get to Jesus. Gotta get to Jesus. I know that He's the answer to my needs. Bring Him all my problems. Only He can solve them. Mend the broken pieces. Gotta get to Jesus. Gotta get to Jesus. I've gotta get to Jesus. I know that He's the answer to my needs. Bring Him all my problems. Only He can solve them. Mend the broken pieces. Gotta get to Jesus. Oh God, You're good to me, Lord. Worthy, Lord, You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you. that I am. All of my thoughts I surrender.
Shall we lift our hands again to Jesus tonight? Just love Him. Would you love the Lord back? Come on, can you love the Lord right now? Lord, I love You. I love You, Jesus. Oh God, You're precious and holy. You're so great to my life, God. I love and I do appreciate You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord's coming back, isn't He? And His word is true. I don't have much voice, but I felt Brother Zach was preaching. This is what I felt led to proclaim. Years ago, my pastor made a statement. We was in a chapel service in school. I was probably in 10th grade. No, I was in 9th grade. My pastor was preaching chapel and he made a statement. He said, you could be the person that is moved by the love of God, or you could be the person that's moved by the judgment of God. Which one do you choose? In other words, will you have to wait for God to chastise you by letting something destructive happen to your life? Something horrible to get your attention? Or could it be the simple love of God? Which one will move you? I'll never forget that. Because this is something I've always said, Lord, I want to be moved by Your goodness. Amen. The goodness of God leads us to repentance. And I want to grow in the goodness of God, the grace of God. If I'm the one that it takes something happening, I mean, it's almost like those that had to have something like that happen. It's almost like forced service. They're forced to serve God. You know, the doctor says you just lose a leg and all of a sudden they determine, say, well, oh God, they turn to God. Or the doctor says you got cancer. I don't want that. I don't want to be that. I don't want that to turn my heart. I want the love of God to turn my heart. I want to respond to Him with my love. Amen. And my honor for what He's done for me. How about you? What will move your heart? What gets your heart? Is it God finally saying, I had enough. I'm going to let you go through this. Or would it be just a simple beauty and the love of God? Amen. I want the love of God. How about you today? Amen. Would you love God back for what He's done, for what He's doing? Thank You, Jesus. I love and I trust You, Lord. Thank You for Your goodness and Your grace tonight, Lord. We praise You. We give You our honor. We give You our thanks for the word, Lord, for speaking to us, for helping us to check ourselves, our hearts, our lives. God, we want to be ready and we want to be pleasing unto You. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you tonight. Let's go to heaven and let's grow to heaven. God bless you. Amen. Remember Tuesday night prayer. Amen. Remember your church family. Remember Brother Neil. Brother Neil potentially is going to, we'll find out what's happening. But as of early this morning, it looked like dialysis may be one of the things. But I have a God that is able to change it. Amen. Remember them in prayer. They both need your prayers and they need the touch of God. God bless you. Hope you have a good night and a great week for Jesus Christ.